Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
Right where you're sitting this morning, I want you to know that the healing power of God is here already. I feel it very strongly in my spirit. The healing power of God is here already. If you have siblings who are sick or relatives who are sick, this is the time to connect to them. Tell them to watch online quickly. The power of God is going to walk through the lenses of these cameras, right into the internet, and touch everyone who's ailing, sick, bedridden, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stomach conditions. Stomach conditions. Healed completely now. Every stomach, incessant constipation, feelings of bloatedness. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Incessant constipation, gastric conditions, stomach ulcer, gastric ulcer. Right now, healed right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bleeding pile. Bleeding pile. Anything has to do around pile, bleeding, blood in your feces, blood in your body, bleeding, any part of bleeding right now, healed completely. Pile.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Chapter 8, verse 32. Do more. I've jumped up a quite a number of scriptures because of our time. John chapter 8, verse 32. Very popular scripture. The Bible says, what? John chapter 8, verse 32. King James, what does it say? Help me.
And ye shall know the truth.
And you shall know the truth.
And the truth shall make you free.
And the truth that you know. Uncle John. Okay. You shall know the truth, the Bible says. And the truth that you know will make you free. The greatest advantage of the devil against a believer is not the power of the devil, but the ignorance of the believer. The greatest advantage the devil has against a believer is not in the might or the power of the devil, but in the ignorance of the believer. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13, that my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. My people are gone into captivity, not because the devil is strong, but because they have no knowledge. In Hosea chapter 4, it says, my people perish. For what? My people, they are my people. They are not the devil's people. They are my people. God admitted that these people are his own. But the fact that they are his people does not stop them from perishing so long as they have no knowledge. In Psalms chapter 82, help me do more. Psalms 82 verse 5, the Bible says, they know not. Psalms 82 verse 5, round 7, what does it say? Help me.
They know not.
They know not.
Neither will they understand.
Neither will they understand.
They walk on in darkness.
They walk on in darkness.
All the foundations of the earth are out of
course. All the foundations. The Bible says they walk on in darkness. They know not. They don't understand. Yes?
the foundations of the earth
yes.
are out of course.
Yes.
I have said it. Ye are gods.
You are gods. I've said it. You are gods. God was speaking to you. He said, you are gods. Uh-huh.
And all.
All of you. Read it, do more.
All of you are children of the Most
High. Everybody, with the exception of none. Everybody is a child of the Most High. Yes, but what happens?
But ye shall die like
but
men.
But you will die like men. And what?
And fall like one of the princes.
So by nature, by design, by God's design of your life, you are not supposed to die like men. The reason why they die like men is because they know not. Neither do they understand. They know not, neither do they understand. Proverbs 21, verse 16. Proverbs 21, verse 16. Help me, Dumo, very fast. Proverbs 21, verse 16. What does it say?
The man that wandereth out.
A man that wanders away from understanding
shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
He will be living in the congregation of the dead. A man that walks away from the path of understanding will live among the dead. He will be a believer, but he will be living as though he was not saved. The greatest advantage of the devil against us as believers is not the power of the devil, is not the wisdom of the devil. He says, my people perish not because the enemy is strong, but because they lack knowledge. Today, we have found out the scriptures that we shall know the truth, and truth will do what? Someone say, I know the truth. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive the truth. Jesus is the physician. And his word is the balm. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. It says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no balm in Gilead? And is there no physician there? Jeremiah 8, verse 22.
Is there no balm in Gilead?
Yes.
Is there no physician there?
Yes.
Why then is not the health
Why
of the daughter?
Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? So, is there no balm in Gilead? And is there no doctor there? Why then is our people not healed? And I said last week, number one, because they do not know the physician. Number two, or they do not know his prescriptions. Why am I still sick? Why is the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? The word of God is his balm. Proverbs 4, verse 22, we read it last week. The Bible says, it shall be life to those who find them. Proverbs 4, verse 22, help me do more. I found the word is life. All right, give it to me. Proverbs 4, 22.
For their life unto those that
For
find
their them. Life to those who find them.
And health to all their
The Bible flesh. Says, for those who find the word, it becomes life to them. If you find the word, it is a personal adventure. Of finding the word for yourself. Find the word. Where did God speak about your condition? Where in his word? Don't settle around looking up and down. Settle down with God's word and find where did God say it. He says, there shall be life to those who find them and health. It becomes health to their flesh. When they find the word, they take in the word as medicine. Take in the word like drug. Take in the word into your system. You see, if I can get you to listen to me like you listen to your doctor, I'll get you healed in no time. The doctor says, when you wake up in the morning, you take this drug first. 2 hours, you take this one next. After 6 hours, you take that one next. And you follow religiously. If I give you scriptures like that and you follow religiously, you will be healed. Uncle, I don't like this sound. Either there's one of these speakers who has busted or something. There was a woman who had ballooned fallopian tube. What does that mean, Dr. David? Ballooned. Ovarian cyst. So one of her fallopian tubes was damaged. And so she couldn't have children. Then the second fallopian tube was said to be ballooned. That was the language that the doctor used. And she was scheduled for an operation in India. She didn't even have money for the operation. So she came to me and I prayed with her. I'm sure I didn't pray up to 5 minutes because I was in a rush the day she came to meet me. It was a Sunday. And I gave her healing scriptures. What was the healing scriptures? Say, are you having me working on this on Kujo? I can't even see on Kujo. You're working on it, Abby? Okay. Well, you guys, can you hear me clearly? Healing scriptures. She took it like medicine. 50 healing scriptures. One in the morning, 10 in the afternoon, 10 in the night, 10 in... gulped it in 2 weeks. She couldn't even wait till the morning. She called me 6 a.m. in the morning and screamed over the phone, "Pastor!" I said, "What? Is that pregnant?" How? Even me asked, how? She said, "I don't know. I just did my check now and I'm 2 weeks." No, she told me they called me the third week. So she was pregnant in 2 weeks of taking in the drug. Taking in the drug. It says they are life to those who found them and health to all their flesh. They are life to those who found it. It was here that Doyin gave her testimony. You guys are all witnesses. Have you all witnesses? Her mom died of cancer, breast cancer. And then she had a growth in her armpit when they had to check in the doctor's place. They check it. They say, well, we don't think anything's wrong with that. But he said, but we now found something else. Because they will find something else. What did they find? They said they found something in her breast. It's not normal. It should not be there. Ah, you have to come tomorrow. We have to take it out to do a check. When she called my wife and I said, hey, you dare not go. Ah, if you try it, when your faith is not heavy and strong, that will be a downward slope. Because they are going to see it, and when they see it, you now begin to battle it not being there. So I said, feed your eyes with the word. She asked again, I gave her those healing scriptures. I think I gave about 70 of them. She and her husband, for 1 month, somebody say 1 month. 1 month feeding on the word. Feeding on the word every day, every day. Every day, they are life to those who found them and hell to all their flesh. Every day. By the time they went back to the hospital, the thing had disappeared. Somebody came and gave a testimony on this altar, how she took God's word. You see, I like those testimonies because you can trace the healing. You see that? You can say this is what the person did to have achieved what God did in their lives. They are life to those who found them. And hell, Jeremiah 15 verse 16, what does it say? Help me. It says, your words were found. Jeremiah 15 verse 16, put your hands there. Yes?
My words were found.
Yes?
And I did eat them.
When I found your words, I threw them straight into my mouth. Thy words were found and I did what?
Eat them.
Yes?
And thy word was unto me.
The word became unto me.
The joy and rejoicing of my heart.
A joy and a rejoicing. I found your word. When I found the word, I put it straight in my mouth. I found the word. I put it straight in my mouth. I found the word. The word of God was spoken that it may be written, and was written that it may be spoken. I found the word. Put it straight in my mouth. What did God's word say? Found it, and I ate it. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. What does it say? Ezekiel 3, verse 1. Ezekiel 3, verse 1 to 3. What does it say?
Moreover, he said unto me,
yes,
Son of man, eat that thou find them.
He said, eat what?
Eat that thou find them.
I read it from the New King James. Give me New King James. He said, eat what you found. Kalabuko bilikitara. Eat what you what? New King James, what does it say? Eat what you what? Answer me now, church. I know it's cold this morning, but don't
eat
let the cold enter.
Eat what you find.
Eat it. Bobby, don't go about trying to eat what others have found. You see, you can't keep dwelling on other people's revelations. Eat what you... I found God's word for healing for me. Emmanuel. I found it too deep. I found it. You see, when I found it, I ate it too much. It was too difficult. It would take more than 10,000 demons to convince me that I'm sick. When I found it, I was on campus. It was so strong that I could never be seen. I was preaching and my eyes were swollen in a room. I go from room to room preaching the gospel. And as I was preaching, they looked at my eyes. And I know they looked at my eyes. And I was preaching on faith and healing. And I said, hey, you guys, I know all of you are looking at my eyes. I said, when you see me tomorrow, it will not be there. I walked away. When they saw me the next time, it was dried out. It was too strong. It was too strong. I was saying it everywhere. You know, I almost choked my roommate with it. I cannot be sick till I die. I cannot be sick. You will never hear that I am sick till I die. People say, don't talk like that. Just be saying, by the grace of God. By the grace of God, that what? God says the grace of God has already appeared unto all men. By his grace, he died on the cross. He's already provided for. I'm not saying it again. By his grace, I am already clear about this. In those days, I will be sleeping, and my friends will sneak up to me to check my temperature. And the moment they see that, it's as if this guy is, his body's hot. They wake me up. You have fever. We just check your temperature now. This must be fever. I said, his word is shot up like fire in my bones. What you feel is the radiation of the fire. I'm on fire for God. I could never agree. Even if I were vomiting blood, I could never agree. I ate it. It says, eat what you found. What does the next help mean?
Eat this scroll.
Eat this scroll.
And go.
And go.
Speak to the house of Israel.
When you eat it, you speak it. You cannot speak what you have not eaten. Have you eaten pandeyam this morning? You are sure? So because you have not eaten pandeyam, if I put spoon in your mouth now and say you must vomit, can you by any means vomit pandeyam? Answer me now. If I began to pray and say you must vomit pandeyam, can you vomit it? Because you have not eaten it. It is what you have eaten that comes out of you. In the day of crisis, it is what you have been eating that comes out of you. He says, go and speak these words. What does it help me?
So I opened my mouth. And he caused me to eat that scroll.
He caused me to eat the scroll.
And he said to me,
Son of man,
feed your belly.
And
fill your stomach.
And fill your stomach.
With this scroll that I give you.
Feed your belly. Fill your stomach. Feed your belly. You know, God is not a God that likes to repeat things. So there's a big difference between your belly and your stomach. The Bible says, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What you feed your spirit with will fill your body. What you feed your spirit with would have impact on your body. He says, if the spirit of him that rose up from the dead dwells in my mortal bodies, he that rose up would by his spirit stir up my mortal bodies. What you feed your spirit with will affect your body. If you are sick in your body, he says, feed your spirit. Feed your spirit, he says. Then fill your stomach. When you fill your belly with it, your stomach will be filled. His word is his balm. His word is his balm. I therefore declare, everyone that is sick in any way this morning, as this word is coming out, you are healed right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone who's hooked up online, as this word is coming this morning, whatever ailment you are, the doctor says you cannot get up. The report says you are sick. I declare by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, be healed right now. It says, feed your stomach, feed your belly. Feed it. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and he healed them. His word is his prescriptions. His word is prescriptions. Sent his word and healed them. When you have a deep revelation of God's word, it affects your health. When light breaks out in your spirit, it affects. Look at Isaiah 58 verse 8 tomorrow. When light breaks out in your spirit, the light of God's word breaks out in your spirit, it affects your health. What does it say? As I've taken my haste, what does it say?
Then shall thy light break forth as
the
morning.
Then will your light. Someone say light. Say it again, say light.
Light.
Church, you are too cold this morning. Say light.
Light.
It says, when your light does what?
break forth as the morning.
Yes.
And thine health shall spring forth.
Your
speedily.
Health springs forth speedily as your light breaks forth. As your light in God's word breaks forth, your health is restored speedily. Now, you may not be sick in your body, but you need to know these things. As your light, what has Jesus done for me? What the Bible says is done for me. Today, the doctor says there's something wrong with my liver. But what did God's word say? As the light of God's word breaks forth, it opens your health to spring forth speedily. I told you the story about that lady before. My friend's wife, who had been waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb for a while. And then she had brought her friend for me to pray for because her friend had fibroid. And she didn't bring herself. And I didn't know that she was waiting. Because like I said, some people used to choose to wait for 2 years, 3 years before they want to have a child. But she has brought out her friend. And I was talking to her friend and sharing my testimony with my wife, with her friend. And I love to share that testimony. Because there's an antecedent in our family, in our lineage, but you are no longer in that lineage. You see, there is no sickness in your lineage that has a right to be on you because now you have a new lineage. It says, now are we sons of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Now are we sons of God. I will get there. Your father had diabetes. Your mother had cancer. Your father had sugar, this one, liver, that one, hypertension, all those things. Your grandfather had this. This person had that. The other thing, liver, this, liver cirrhosis, all those. It is not your business. So there was an antecedent in my own family. All my elder siblings, the two of them, had waited. My elder brother had waited for 7 years before he had a child. My elder sister had waited for about 8 years. So when we were getting married, everyone was agitated. But God had told me that I'm exempted. So I shared that testimony with her. As that light broke forth in her spirit, she kept calling me, Bro Philip, share that testimony again. I shared it and shared it and shared it until the light broke forth in her spirit. And she was to travel to Ibadan with her husband. And she felt her blood coming. She was about to have a period. And she spoke to the blood. Hey, you blood. Stop that. The Bible says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you do what? Speak to the mountain. Kai. You see, you don't speak to God about your mountain. You speak to the mountain about your God. I told you that over and over. Her husband said, ah, hey, sweetheart. She said, leave me. Went to the wardrobe, opened the wardrobe, and she had a stack of sanitary pads there. She said, you sanitary pads, I will not wear you. And you're going to Ibadan. And she ordered for a cream color trouser. You know when Elijah wanted to call down fire? He poured water there. He made it more difficult for God. But there's no difficulty that is impossible for God. You see, no matter how terminal your case is today, it's not beyond the power of the Almighty God. She wore a cream trousers. Went all the way to Ibadan. Sometimes in the airplane, she will sense as if the blood was going to stop that. In the name of Jesus. In 9 months, he had a bouncing baby boy. So where was that blood coming from? You see, it's a sense, a sensation. It's as if my blood is coming. The moment you mentally agree, you see, the devil cannot do anything with you until you have agreed. Every negative doctor's report is an offer. It's an offer. Every lump in your body is an offer. Would you like to have some cancer? Would you like to have some fibroid? Every negative symptom is an offer. Every sign and symptom is an offer of the devil. And you have the right to say, no, Jesus paid the price. She had a baby. In this church, one of our young brothers had pie for like 2 years. And by the occasion where he works, he was supposed to wear white, their uniform is white. But he had to take a special recognition from the agency to wear black trousers because he was constantly bleeding. and he couldn't sit for long. On that morning, I shared the testimony of someone who was healed from cancer. By the phone, no? By the phone. Never saw this woman before in my life. Diagnosed cancer. She sent me a WhatsApp message. I replied by WhatsApp. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible did not say at the mention of the name. It says at the name of Jesus. You are the one that says at the mention of your name. It is not in the Bible. At the name, whether the name was written, whether it was spoken, whether it was imagined, whether it was meditated on, at the name of Jesus, whether it was typed, cancer, be gone. What's up? She shared the testimony. That fellow said, what? What? So I am in this church. Someone has never seen Pastor Philip before. Got healed of cancer. And I'm here languishing in pain. So that morning, he refused to wear his black trousers. The Bible says when your light breaks forth like the morning, then your health is restored speedily. She refused. And spoke in violent tongues. Ikukublika. Kentukubokuta. As he walked to his office. Ikakata. Violent tongues. Sat in the office. Hey. Satan said, you are done for. Now everybody will know your problem. Sat for 2 hours straight for the first time with violent tongues. Somebody said, by now you'd have been very messed up. He got up. There was no blood. He rushed to the bathroom, checked it. That chunk of flesh had gone back inside. That was a Wednesday. He could not even share the testimony until, I think, Saturday. Because he himself was like, let me wait first. When your light breaks forth, when you get to that point where you say, it is no more. When your light breaks forth, your health is restored speedily. Job chapter 33 from verse 19. Give me the King James. Job 33 verse 19. I'll read it together. Job 33 verse 19. Job 33 verse 19.
He is chastened also with pain. Upon his bed.
Are you following this man's story? Upon his bed.
And the multitude of his bones with strong pain.
Have you seen those kind of people that are in pain with joint pain? Bone pain, joints in your, as you are here. Joint pain. If you sit for too long, immense pain. That guy says he sat on his bed. With pain. Yes, what happened next?
So that his life abhorrent bread.
He could not eat. Appetite gone. If you are here and you are lacking appetite, after the end of this service, you will go through severe hunger. In the name of Jesus. You have no appetite. There's a medical situation that stops you from wanting food. I declare that ailment is gone now in the name of Jesus. What does he say next? Help me do more.
And his soul dainty meat.
Yes.
His flesh is consumed away.
Yes.
That he cannot be seen.
He cannot be seen, yes.
And his bones that were not seen.
His bones that were eaten stuck out. He had emaciated. Have you seen cancer patients before? Their bones emaciated. Their eyes are popped out. The cheekbone is showing. The devil sucking them dry. Kaliku bilikitaki. What do you want to say next?
Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave.
Yes.
And his life to the destroyer.
So there was a destroyer behind his condition. What does he say next? Help me.
If there be a messenger,
one messenger, yes.
An interpreter. One among 1,000. To show man his uprightness.
If there's just one person that would take the Bible and interpret it to this man. And say you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Your price is paid. The price for your sickness is fully paid. When Jesus died for your sin, he died for your sickness. If there's just one interpreter, one man among 1,000 that will show man his righteousness, what will happen? Help me.
Then he is gracious unto
him. He is gracious unto him.
And saith. Deliver him from going down to the guest.
I have found a ransom. Who is the ransom?
can you allow her to be the one to stand up to me and pick it? Jesus is the ransom. Jesus is the ransom. Fully paid. I have found the ransom. The interpreter is telling him, somebody already died for this. Somebody already gave his life for this. Somebody hung on the cross, was beaten 39 strips of the cane for this. What will happen? Help me.
His flesh shall be fresher
his
than the cow.
Will become fresh as a child. What happened next?
He shall return to the days of his youth.
He will be as though he was never sick. When his light breaks forth, my job this morning is to open your eyes to the light in his word, that the price is already paid in Christ. Jesus paid it. He is the ransom. Fully he paid. He's the physician. Luke chapter 6 verse 19. Help me very fast. I can't go through it. The Bible says he healed them all. Virtue. Luke chapter 6 verse 19. Virtue came out of him.
And the whole multitude sought to touch him.
Yes.
For there went virtue out of him. And
yes.
Healed them all.
Healed them all. The multitude. So Jesus does not get tired. If there be multitudes in this place needing healing, if there be anyone, no matter the amount, needing healing, Jesus, we heal them all. Let me celebrate my friend DeBase is in the house this morning. Good to have you, sir. Heal them all. There is no closing hour with Jesus. Say we are closed for the day. Closed for how? He healed them all. 8 p.m. is healing them. 9 p.m. is healing them. 10 p.m. is healing them. 1 a.m. Jesus is healing the sick. He healed all the people. Matthew chapter 4 verse 23. Matthew 4, 23. Help me more. Matthew 4, 23.
And Jesus went about all Galilee.
Yes.
Teaching in their synagogues.
Yes.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
And healing all manners of sicknesses.
All manners of sicknesses and what?
And all manner of disease. And
somebody
all
say
people.
All manner. Say all manner. Say now, say all manner.
All manner.
So you don't have a special case today. Say my case is a special case. You see, I'm seeing something in my spirit. I'm seeing like a surgery that was not properly done. I'm seeing like a condition that was worked on, but was not properly done. And then there'll be some post-surgery complications. I'm seeing, you know, if I were Dr. David now, if I describe what I'm seeing, I will know the name of that thing. It looks like there was a surgery done. Anybody with any kind of post-surgical complication, you had a surgery, and you've had to go back to the doctor again for it. Let me see, quickly. Post-surgery, you've had a surgery. Surgeon, you have had to go back. Your sister. Okay, I'm going to pray for her. Anybody in this place now? You, two of you. Your sister. What was it? Appendicitis? Childbirth. I'm seeing like a tissue, body tissue. Brain tumor. What was it? Is it you? What was it? Your left breast. Is there any kind of complication? Have you had to go back again? There's someone in this place who have had. I'm seeing it. It's like it was not done completely. It was done half-assed. I'm going to pray for your sister. Don't worry. I'm going to pray, and the Lord's going to heal her. He's going to heal her. She's going to share her testimony. He healed all manner. All manner. You know something about church people is that they will not keep quiet and come and wait and meet me after service. Don't go after service. The anointing is here now to get it healed now. Those that came after service, I just pray with you with faith. I didn't pray with you with anointing. But the anointing is here now. Right? He healed all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, what does it say? Acts 10 verse 38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Yes.
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for yes. God was with him.
All he went about. So he healed all people. He healed all sicknesses. And he healed in all places. He healed all people. He healed all sicknesses. And he healed in all places. There are people who have weakness, body weakness. It is, you are not sick, but you are always tired. The Bible says there's not one feeble among their tribe. Weak. You are always weak. Any small walk, you are already weak. Any small thing, you are already tired. That feeling of weakness is living here in the name of Jesus. Some sicknesses are oppression of the devil. Oppression, satanic oppression. In Luke chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, he gave them power against all devils to cure diseases. He gave them power against all devils to cure diseases. He called sickness an oppression of Satan. He says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound these 18 years, ought not this woman be loose today? One woman was sick, and after being prayed for, she went home and excreted live fish. Live fish. Terrible sickness, excreted life. The fish was alive. There is no scanner. There is no brain scan, body scan, x-ray machine. There is nothing that can see that fish. Never. I know a woman who vomited padlock with three kids. I saw the woman. I saw the padlock. New padlock. Not a small child that maybe is mistakenly swallowed padlock. Elderly person. Sick with no possible diagnosable results. Being prayed for. Vomited padlock. Padlock. Ha! Today, as you take in the communion, every planting of the devil in your body, every planting of the devil in your health is being removed in the name of Jesus. Today we're going to take the bread and the blood. Jesus is the bread and the wine is his blood. He said in his word, he says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. He said, your fathers did eat the bread and are dead. He says, but he that eats of me shall not die. Shall not die. I am the bread. He that eat of me shall not. Those that eat of the manna are dead. And when they eat of the manna, alufa, the Bible says their feet did not swell. It was manna they were eating. And yet their feet, they walked for 40 years and their feet did not swell. The Bible says that there was not one among them that was weak. And yet it says this bread is superior to the manna that they ate in the wilderness. He says, this is my blood. Bring the communion out. It's my blood. The life of an animal is in his blood. Abi? The life of an animal is in his blood. The life of an animal is in his blood. Jesus said, this is my blood. The life of Jesus is in that blood. As you take the communion today, everything that does not look like Jesus, everything that does not resemble his glory in your life is being destroyed permanently in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to end with this scripture, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. Because of my time, I have to wrap this up. Yes?
This bread.
Someone say, as often.
As often.
There are some people who believe that the Holy Communion has gone extinct. And the New Testament believer doesn't have to take the Holy Communion anymore. And there are teachers around that across the world. But this is Jesus talking that as often as you eat this bread, Jesus took the bread. The apostles broke bread. First Corinthians was written by Paul, and here he was referring to the communion. As often as you do this, what does it say?
And drink this cup.
Yes.
Ye do shew the Lord's death till he
comes. He says you do show the Lord's death. What does it mean to show the Lord's death? That means everything that he died for. As often as you take this, you do show the Lord. You are not explaining the Lord's death. You are kai, iku, bili, kutaki. You are not an explaining person. You are demonstrating the death. You are a showpiece of the death of Jesus. That means everything that he died for on the cross finds full maximization, full expression in your life. Therefore, every planting of the enemy in your body, every planting of the enemy in your system, everything that is dying or has died in your body, I declare today they are being jacked back to life. They are being jacked back to life. Every insanity, you are here, you have a sibling who is suffering from insanity. The first one started it. The second one has started it. The second one has started showing traces of insanity. Today, in the name of Jesus, every arrow thrown by the enemy is returned back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, he says, you do show the death. You do show the death. Over 20 years, I have never had to lie down on an hospital bed. Never. You do show the death. The disciples, the Israelites ate the manna for 40 years. I'm still going to be able to say, in 40 years, I've not had to lie down on an hospital bed. I will say it, Jesus Christ started. In the next 50 years, I have not lied down on an hospital. And it's not just you, even your children will not be kind of hospital to hospital. You didn't say a big amen. Amen. The healing virtue is here. The physician is here. If your heart is failing or your heart is palpitating, when you take the communion this morning, you are healed in the name of Jesus. If you came here with any kind of sickness, any kind, all manner of sickness, as you take the communion this morning, it is living in the name of Jesus. You see, the beauty of this is that you'll be able to tell these stories to your children. I said, you'll tell these stories to your children. That Jesus healed me, and he healed me completely. Every eye defect, if you have eye defects, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, right now, the healing power of God is available. Are you ready to receive that healing? Let's sing that song one more time. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Sweetest God ever sung, Jesus blessed Jesus.
Sing the first stanza. The first stanza.
The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the truth in heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song. Sweet.
Father, we ask today that as we take in this communion, I speak by authority over every kind of ailment, every dead and dying organ. I speak today by the power in the name of Jesus, as we use this as a point of contact to anyone that would take this in right now. I rebuke fever, I rebuke cancer. Every planting of the enemy in your life is removed now. Every unhealthy appetite, every unhealthy appetite, as you take in this communion, it will destroy it now. Now, if you are watching online and you are not in church today, because quite a number of us are not in church this morning, take anything. Maybe you can get biscuits or bread, and then take a drink, maybe juice or whatever you have in the house. Take it out right now. Take it out right now, right now, right now, right now. If you're watching from anywhere, take it out right now. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in tongues, 1 minute. Sing that song to me. Kebara basha. Keba baba rosketa. Reba kaba kuble keba skebrata. Rate karabashkaya baba baba. Embo braske barada bahata la bala brate lebahaya. Eka barada baka shada da da brande leba da da baka. Eka de lebrege de lebrege bele leba brande le diasha.
For listening to this message, meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SLChurchNG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.